Well, that's a nice quiet start to our show, isn't it? This is Roots and Branches and Beyond, show number 186, and we're talking today about gardening and farming, you know, because it's sort of that time of year in this hemisphere. This is Ushna, a band out of Northumberland, something called Joe's Garden. Maybe we'll learn more about Joe in just a moment. Thanks for joining me, however you got here. I hope you enjoy our 60 minutes of this and that, but always focusing on the farm and the garden. Back to Ushna. Set of tunes there. That was Joe's Garden and Joe the Quilter. And Joe the Quilter was actually Joseph Headley. He was known as Joe the Quilter because he was very good at doing that. He lived near Hexham in the UK during the latter half of the 18th century, early part of the 19th century. And he had a wonderful garden, too, where people used to come for respite. Even back in the late 18th century, people needed respite, I suppose. That was a band called Ushna. And they're a Celtic-flavoured four-piece band from Northumberland. A bit of Northumbrian pipes there, a few other things, fiddle, vocals, guitar, and harp, of course. Their overall sound sounds a bit like Ossian from their early days. But if you don't know who Ossian was, a Scottish band, that's not going to help you at all. They're not around as a troupe anymore. This is Roots and Branches and Beyond, and I'm Ivan Ipke with you for this 1 hour, and we're talking about gardening and farming today, and we sort of move into that farming, which, you know, they're really basically part of the same continuum, right? When does gardening stop and farming begin, or vice versa? My father was a farmer all his life and then became a gardener, because as you get slower, that's one thing that you do. You still work the land, but just a smaller plot of it. This is Dry Branch Fire Squad, and they're a traditional bluegrass band fronted by Ron Thomason. They're known for their showy performances and for their humorous interludes and so on. Thomason was a former member of the Clinch Mountain Boys. He set up Dry Branch in 1976, and he's been the one constant within the band. They released their self-titled debut album in 1978, and they've got a mess of CDs since then. There for a while, when I was living in the States, they were at their base in Yellow Springs, Ohio, which was a socialist enclave in that state. It was a lovely place, a great Jersey Dairy there as well, Young's Jersey Dairy. There you go. This is from their 30th anniversary album. This is Dry Branch Fire Squad with something called Devil Take the Farmer.
Corby Swanson, and these are Swanson lands. For burning near 150 years, worked by Swanson hands. Now the land boys want to buy me, and I'd rather I was dead.
before they was living. Lord, weren't we living high? Sausage, steak, and bacon, pudding, cake, and pie. Now when I've got a cow down, the vet knows I can't pay. I don't even have enough to put my bones away. And the weather takes its toll, and the years take your life. The city takes the children, and the fever takes a while. The dry wind takes the wheat, and the bills take the beans, and the devil take the farmer in the land of the big machine. They don't want the houses, they only want the deeds. They use it as a tax dodge, they use it as a shield. With half the stuff they hand me, I could fertilize a field. And the weather takes its toll, and the years take your life. The city takes the children, and the fever takes a while. The dry wind takes the wheat, and the bills take the beans, and the devil takes the farmer in the land of the big machine. Don't care whose home they're taking, care whose land they grab. They sit out in the boiling sun in an air-conditioned cab. They got a button saying harvest, another saying seed, the third one just says money, and it pours in while they sleep. And the weather takes its toll, and the years take your life. The city takes the children, and the fever takes a while. The dry wind takes the wheat, and the bills take the beans, and the devil take the farmer in the land of the big machine. Farmer stands alone, the farmer stands alone. I ain't even got enough to bury my own bone.
That's a band called the Creole Zydeco Farmers. And you're probably wondering, well, are they really farmers, Ivan? Yes, they are, indeed. They were formed from the remains of Furnace and the Thunders, which is a band that was led by accordion player Furnace Arsenal. And two of that group's musicians joined forces and established this new band that would be dedicated to traditional Zydeco. And the band members are all from the Lafayette Parish in Louisiana, in that region. And their name kind of reflects not just their occupations, but their roots in southwest Louisiana's farming communities. And they've ended up being kind of the opening act for a pile of really great, like Wayne Toups and Zydeco Cajun, or Buckwheat Zydeco, or Bo Jock and the Zydeco High Rollers, and so on. That's called the Creole Farmers Stomp. You're listening, and before that we heard from the Dry Branch Fire Squad. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and this is a show about gardening and farming. And my name is Ivan Imke with you for these 60 minutes. You could be listening a variety of places, maybe on Voice of Bombay, CHBB 95.9 FM in Norris Point, 98.1 in Rocky Harbour, or possibly on Mun Radio, CHMR 93.5 FM in St. John's, Newfoundland. However you got here, I'm glad you're joining me. Next up, we go to Sweden. And this is a band called Ranarim, R-A-N-A-R-I-M. It translates as Dew Tapestry. They were formed back in 1997, did lots of festivals, touring, pretty energetic stage performances. Their music was rooted in rural Swedish folklore. And they met at the Royal Academy of Music in Stockholm, and they performed their final concert, though, back in 2010. So they've been gone for a while, but they've got about half a dozen CDs. This is something called The Farmer and the Crow. And it's about a farmer who, gives a crow a hard time, which is probably not a good idea because crows kind of remember things. And but anyway, that's it. There you go. In folklore, I suppose, you can get away with treating a crow inappropriately. This is Ranarim, The Farmer and the Crow.
Bonden har gångar och talande skog. Den kråkan var nyttig till många goding. Hej Torej till många goding. Ja, gubben sa ju det är en skräddarsyring. Hej Torej, en skräddarsyring.
Tipperary, I straight made me way to dig the potatoes and work for the day. And I heard with the Galvalee farmer, I asked him how far we were bound for to go. The night had been dark and the cold wind did blow. I'm cold and I'm tired and my spirits are low, and I neither have whiskey nor cordial.
sir, but mounted his steed into the Galvani Mountains. We paused him with speed. I certainly thought me poor heart would bleed if he trudge him behind that old miser. I came to his cottage, we entered it first. It looked like a kennel or ruined down church. Says I to myself, I am left in the lurch in the house of old Ardy, old Erie. Night to a hearty good supper he did me invite. A cup of sour milk it would physic a snipe, 'twould give you the running disorders. The wet old potatoes would poison the cats. The barn where me bed was swarming with rats. Was little I knew it would be me sad lot to lie in that hole until morning. What's he had said to me, I understood. The old barn where me bed was not very good. The blankets were made in the time of the flood, and the quilts and the sheets in proportion. Was on the old miser I looked with a frown, when the straw was brought out for to make me bed down. I wish that I'd never seen Galvalley town, or the sky over there, the old Erie. I worked in Kilconnell, I worked in Kilmore, I worked in Loch Alien, and Ballymore. Palace and Acre and Solid Moor, with decent, respectable farmers. I've worked in Tipperary, the Rag and Ross Green, the Mount of Kilfagel, the Bridge of Aline. Such warp and starvation I've never yet seen as I got from old Ardy, old Erie.
Song there by Pat Kilbride, and that's called The Galbally Farmer. And Pat Kilbride is a virtuoso cittern and guitar player. He's a great singer-songwriter as well. He was a member of the Battlefield Band of Scotland for a brief time in the 1970s, and then he moved to Belgium, and then, well, he's from Ireland originally, I should have said. Moved to Belgium and then Brittany, and then he was in a pop-oriented group there. In the 90s, he moved to New York, and he worked both solo and with the Kips Bay Cayley Band, which is a great band out of New York in those days. In 2002, he ended up back with the Battlefield Band as well. And by the way, he's the only Irish person who's ever been in the Battlefield Band, which is a Scottish band. He's also lived in London and Madrid, and he's always immersed himself in the local music. But he is from County Kildare in Ireland. He was one of his first bands he was in was called the Pavies, along with Paddy Keenan and Davy Spillane, who are two of Ireland's greatest ever, Uilleann Pipers. And before that, we heard Ranarim, something called The Farmer and the Crow, and I said, you know, for those of you who speak Swedish, which I'm sure there's most of you out there, you probably caught the gist of the song where you, you know, shoot a crow and then you use it for, you know, rope for the guts from the guts and the gun dung forms from forks from the feet and mast and sails from the feathers and, you know, and so on and so forth. But you're not advised to do that because crows remember things, and if you lived in a place where you learn to cross yourself every time you see a single crow, just the idea of taking a crow apart like that in the woods just kind of sends shivers up my spine. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, all about crows and how to treat them well on this show on the garden and farming. Next up, we have Rye Cooter, and he's an American musician, songwriter, film score composer, record producer, and so on. Does a lot of really great slide guitar work that he became known as. He grew up in Santa Monica, began playing guitar when he was like 3 years old or something like that. He was with Bill Monro and Doc Watson in a pickup trio. He played banjo, but then he moved, so he applied the banjo tunings to the guitar instead, and he became a session musician. He was in the 60s, he was on a number of records like the Rolling Stones and people like that, you know, minor bands. And throughout the 70s, he released a series of albums that showcased his guitar. And so this is from a CD called Into the Purple Valley, and it's called The Taxes on the Farmer Feeds Us All. So you've seen those bumper stickers, Farmers Feed Cities. Well, that's one way that they do, is The Taxes on the Farmer Feeds Us All. Doesn't seem quite fair, does it? This is Rye Cooter.
We through summer and through fall. But the mortgage worked the hardest and the steadiest of us all. It worked on nights and Sunday, it worked each holiday. Settled down among us and it never went away. The farmer comes to town with his wagon broken down. The farmer is the man who feeds us all. If you'll only look and see, I know you will agree that the farmer is the man who feeds us all.
Frågade
sedan aldrig mera. Drängen han stack in smitten och grät, grät gjorde han så svåra. Pigan hon frågade honom då vad honom fattas månde. Akt om jag finge jucka upp och ner du stackars dräng. Jucka upp och ner du stackars dräng. Gråt sedan aldrig mera. Gjorde han så svåra. Pigan hon frågade honom då vad honom fattas månde. Att om jag finge dra honom ut förbannade dräng. Dra honom ut förbannade dräng. Hit kommer du aldrig mera. Att om jag finge dra honom ut förbannade dräng. Dra honom ut förbannade dräng. Hit kommer du aldrig mera.
Well, your Swedish is really getting a workout today, isn't it? That is a band called Triakel, T-R-I-A-K-E-L. They began their life as a New Year's resolution. They agreed to play a concert, and it turned out so well that they stayed together. And that was back in 1994. And I think then it was just harmonium and fiddle and vocals. But their repertoire covers anything from old music hall numbers to hymns and so on, mostly from the provinces of Jämtland and Hälsingland, where the group's members grew up out of Sweden. They've recorded about 6 albums. And Triakel, by the way, is a kind of a sweet black licorice in the Swedish dialect of Jämtland. And the word is sort of etymologically related to treacle in the English tradition. If you've ever been there before in the Nordic countries, you really realize how dearly the Nordic peoples love their licorice. That was the lad, the farm lad who cried. And before that, we heard Rye Cooter and the taxes on the farmer feeds us all. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. You could be listening on Bay of Islands Radio, CKVB, 100.1 FM in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, or possibly Radio Bell Island. CJBI 93.9 FM in Bell Island, Newfoundland, Labrador. However you got here, I'm glad you've joined me. Well, we have a new release today. I always have something, try to play a new release every week. This is from a guy called Jake Blount, B-L-O-U-N-T. He's an award-winning banjo player, fiddler, singer, scholar. He's based in Providence, Rhode Island, I think, at the moment. He's half of the duo Tui, T-U-I, and he's a board member of Bluegrass Pride. And he's a 2020 recipient of the Steve Martin Banjo Prize. He specializes in the music of black and indigenous communities in the southeastern United States and in the regional style of Ithaca, New York, which has a particularly interesting regional style. He grew up in Washington, D.C. He learned to play electric guitar, you know, as we all did, starting at age 12 and kind of played in a number of bands. At 16, he stumbled across a folk string band in an Ethiopian restaurant and it changed his life. There you go. Just like the food can do so at an Ethiopian restaurant as well. But it was his first time hearing clawhammer banjo, and he made the leap to acoustic music shortly after that. He first achieved some widespread recognition within the old-time scene when his band called the Moose Whisperers got first place in the traditional band contest at the Appalachian String Band Music Festival. Some of you know that as the Clifftop Festival. He was the first black person to make the finals in any category in that contest. He released a studio debut album, Spider Tales, just this past year, within the last year, and it's produced by Jeff Klaus and Judy Hyman, who are of the Horseflies, which is one of the great bands that came out of Ithaca, New York, back, last century, I guess, wasn't it? Yes. So this is from that CD. This is something called Where Did You Sleep Last Night? This is something new from Jake Blount.
My boy, my would shiver the old His husband was a hard-working man, about a mile and a half from here. They found his head in a driver's wheel, but his body never was found. Tell me, where did you sleep last night? In the pines, where the sun don't ever shine, I would shiver the whole night through.
Yes, I planted some long ocean seed of a song with that inside me long ago. Song, it don't compare with all your big ones you hear everywhere. But when it dawns way in the back of your mind, the big ones are made up by the little kind. Union song, union battle, all added up, one is all what we got now. Union song. Guess if you missed out on the fight for our union, you missed out on what I thought a big step of speaking to.
Yeah.
That was Billy Bragg and Wilco, and that's some lyrics that Woody Guthrie wrote that were put then to music, and that was from a CD called Mermaid Avenue. I think they made three CDs of music that had been lyrics that had been given to Billy Bragg and by his estate, Woody Guthrie's estate, and they put them into some music. That was something called I Guess I Planted, which, you know, farmers and gardeners all plant, so I thought I'd put that in there. But it's a union song there. Billy Bragg is an English songwriter, political activist, and you might know him from, you know, he's a folk musician, punk rocker, protest songs, and so on and so forth. Was influenced by The Clash back in the day, and he ended up being sort of the Clash of the folk world in the UK. Wilco's an American alternative rock band based in Chicago. They were formed in 1994 out of Uncle Tupelo. That was a band that they'd been, a number of them had been in before. And they kind of continued in that alternative country style, and then they added in some eclectic indie rock kind of feels and genres. Their fourth album, this is kind of interesting, their fourth album was called Yankee Hotel Foxtrot, YHF. And it was rejected by Reprise Records, which was their record company at the time. And the band was fired, but they were given the rights to the album for free. So what they did is they sold it to Nonesuch Records. Now, both Reprise and Nonesuch were subsidiaries of the Warner Music Group. I guess they don't really talk to each other, I suppose, anyway. But Yankee Hotel Foxtrot was Wilco's most successful release. Sold close to 700,000 copies, I think, at this point. So maybe Reprise is kicking themselves. Who knows? But they've Wilco's done about 11 studio albums. Next up, we have, after that, let's see. Well, if you're listening to this, you're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. You could be listening a variety of ways. Caper Radio CJBU, which is 107.3 FM in Sydney, Cape Breton, or possibly Fanshawe's 106.9 The X, CIXX in London, Ontario, or maybe in Cape May, New Jersey, if that's where you are. You're listening on 101.5 FM, WCFA, Cape May Radio, however you got here. I'm glad you joined me. If you want to hear old shows, just go to rbbmusic.ca, and there's a pile of them there to listen to. Next up, we have the Dustbusters with John Cohen. Dustbusters is an American old-time string band from Brooklyn, New York. They were formed in 2008, and they were influenced by the music that came out of rural America, the Appalachian music and music from the Deep South and so on. After a personnel change, then they became the Downhill Strugglers, which is a great name, too. But originally what the Dustbusters were around, they kind of hung out with Peter Stamfel, who was with the Holy Modal Rounders, and he met John Cohen of the Lunoth City Ramblers, and they've done tours of the U.S. and some international festivals, released three albums. This is something called The Honest Farmer from the Dustbusters.
Clang the cradle around him and gripped golden grain, then drew forth his handkerchief to wipe the sweat again. Goodbye, bold eagle, for you know you ruined my home. You know you got my cotton and the merchant's got my corn. Footsteps, they grew weaker as he moved up the hill. He reached his little cabin and sat upon the sill. His wife, she knelt beside him, her head all turned gray. Trust now in the Savior, we'll find a way.
day. Goodbye, boy, boy. Boy, you know you ruined my home. You know you got the cotton and the merchants got my corn.
My wheat, who'll buy my corn to feed my babies when they're born? Seeds and dirt, a prayer for rain that I can use. I work the land, I watch the sky, I talk to God and wonder why, but it's the only life I know. These farmers' blues. I see the seasons come and go, sending rain, fire, and snow. I'm at the mercy of it all in this life I choose. Sometimes I hang my head and cry when that evening train goes by. Wish it could take me far away from these farmers' blues. The tractor's old, the fence is down. Put on my suit and go to town. Ask for a loan that I know well they might refuse. Back at home, still by my side, the one I love with worried eyes waits for me to love away these farmers' blues. I see the seasons come and go, sending rain, fire, and snow. I'm at the mercy of it all, this life I choose. Sometimes I hang my head and cry as that evening train goes by. Wish it could take me far away from these farmers' blues.
Beautiful boy.
Oh, holy.
Well, I don't play a lot of country music on this show, but when I do, I play really deep country, you know, like the real thing. That was Marty Stewart and his fabulous Superlatives. Helping him out on that song, Farmer's Blues, was Merle Haggard, none other than Merle Haggard. And Marty Stewart does some really hot lick material as well, but when he wants to do country music, he just gets into it from a CD called Country Music. And before that, we heard from the Dustbusters with John Cohen. And something called The Honest Farmer. And we're talking about farming and gardening today on Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 186. Got time for, I think I got about at least three more tracks anyways that I can slip in. Next up we have Howard Morey. And this is an old archival recording that Kenneth Peacock did back in about 1961, something like that, I believe. From Fairyland in Newfoundland, and that's off on the east coast there. Lovely place. Its namesake sort of fits what the feeling is in that place. And this is something called "The Farmer's Cursed Wife." It's an old song that you hear a variety of versions of, and it's really, while it sort of pretends like the farmer has a cursed wife, the wife is actually just much, much smarter than the devil. So there you go. This is from a recording that came out. It's called "Songs of the Newfoundland Outports and Labrador," and these are all archival recordings that were done by Peacock in the middle part of the last century. Yes, last century. That seems like such a long time ago. Howard Morey and the Farmer's Cursed Wife.
There was an old man of the Hebridean race, with a rifle, die, fall, diddy, fall, day. There was an old man of the Hebridean race, with a nagging old wife the most of his days, with a rifle and aw, diddy, fall, daw, rifle, die, fall, diddy, fall, day. One day the old man was a walking the glen, with a rifle and aw, diddy, fall, daw. One day the old man was a walking the glen, and he met the old devil, saying, "How have you been?" with his rifle and aw, diddy, fall, daw, rifle, die, fall, diddy, fall, day. Says he, "My good man, why have come for your wife with a rifle and aw, diddy, fall, daw?" Says he, "My good man, I have come for your wife. I heard that she's the plague of your life with a rifle and aw, diddy, fall, daw, rifle, die, fall, diddy, fall, day." The old devil, he got her up on his back with a rifle and aw, diddy, fall, daw. The old devil, he got her up on his back, and he set off the hill with a terrible crack with a rifle and aw, diddy, fall, daw, rifle, die, fall, diddy, fall, day. And when the old devil arrived at Hell's Gates with a rifle and aw, diddy, fall, daw, and when the old devil arrived at Hell's Gates, he tumbled her down with a bump on her pate with a rifle and aw, diddy, fall, daw, rifle, die, fall, diddy, fall, day. And then the old woman got up on her pins with a rifle and all, diddy, fall, daw. And then the old woman got up on her pins, and she gave the old devil a lash in the shins with a rifle and all, diddy, fall, daw, rifle, die, fall, diddy, fall, day. There were three more devils a-climbing the wall with a rifle and all, diddy, fall, daw. There were three more devils a-climbing the wall. She'll take her away or she'll murder us all with a rifle and all, diddy, fall, daw, rifle, die, fall, diddy, fall, day. The old devil again got her into the stack with a rifle and aw, diddy, fall, daw. The old devil again got her into the stack. He was 3 weeks going, 3 days coming back with a rifle and aw, diddy, fall, daw, rifle, die, fall, diddy, fall, day. Says he, "My good man, here's your wife safe and well with a rifle and aw, diddy, fall, daw." Says he, "My good man, here's your wife safe and well, for the like of herself we won't have in hell, with a rifle and aw, diddy, fall, daw, rifle, die, fall, diddy, fall, day." Now this proves that the women are worse than the men, with a rifle and aw, diddy, fall, daw. This proves that the women are worse than the men, when they go down to hell, they're sent back again, with a rifle and aw, diddy, fall, daw, rifle, die, fall, diddy, fall, day.
Well, you hope, anyways. That's some theology there from Howard Morey. The Moreys are good sheep farmers there in the Fairyland Way, and I don't know how he's related to. There was a later Howard G. Morey or whatever won the Agricultural Hall of Fame award a few years back. Anyway, if you're listening from the Fairyland area, you can probably figure that out pretty quickly. That was called "The Farmer's Cursed Wife." Next up, we have a band called the Waccamaw Whalers. And they come from back in 1981. There were four employees at Waccamaw Lake Provincial Park. It's near Chapleau in Ontario. And they formed the Waccamaw Whalers to interpret Canada's colorful history through songs and stories. They were commissioned by the government of Ontario at the time to develop a musical interpretation of the province's rich white pine lumbering heritage. And a few years after that, they were retained by Parks Canada to develop a musical play talking about 100 years of Canada's national parks history and so on. They've had four releases that came out, and one came out not long ago, I think a year or two ago, maybe something like that. It was the first release they'd had in 20 years. Like, it takes a while there because they're working at the parks. They're telling people how to start fires, well, how to put them out as well, and to start them carefully, and where the washrooms and the showers are and stuff like that. So you just don't have time to get into the studio necessarily. So this fits our theme today. This is called The Farmer's Son and the Shanty Boy. And it's really a conversation back and forth about which is the best occupation to have. This is the Whack-A-Me Whalers.
As I stroll out one evening just as the sun went down, I walked along quite carelessly till I came to Cambridge Town. I heard two girls conversing, slowly I passed by. The one she loved, a farmer's son, the other a shanty boy. Now the one who loved the farmer's son, these words I heard her say. The reason why she loved him, at home with her he'd stay. He'd stay at home all winter, to the wild woods he'd not go. And when the spring it did come in, his land he'd plow and sow. Now for to plow and sow your land, the other girl did say. Your crops could prove a failure, your debt you could not pay. Your crops could prove a failure, the market being low. The bailiff he might sell you out to pay the debt you owe. The bailiff he'd not sell me out, you need not be alarmed. For there's no need for running debt when you own a healthy farm. You grow your bed all on your own, won't work in storm or rain. While the shanty boy will work each day his family to maintain. Shantyman's life's a wearisome one, to the wild woods he must go. He's ordered out before daylight to face the frost and snow. While happy and contented, my farmer's son can lie and tell to me some tales of love until the storm rolls by. Oh, I do love my shanty boy who goes up in the fall. He is both stout and hearty and fit to stand a squall. With pleasure I'll receive him in the spring when it comes on. His money he will share with me when your farmer's son got none. Here's a health to all good farmers, their enterprise and men. And for their country's good, I'm sure they're doing all they can. Likewise to every shanty boy who makes the wild woods ring. That falls a pine in the winter time and drives it in the spring.
That was the Whack-A-Me Whalers and the Farmer's Son and the Shanty Boy. And it's time for our last track. And we sort of started in a slow, thoughtful way. And we're going to end in that way as well. This is a band called Les Poules à Colonne. Colin, or it's a name is from a traditional song, Colin's Chicks or whatever, in English. They were raised behind the scenes at folk festivals, learned their craft at kitchen parties. And some of their parents are some of Quebec's finest traditional musicians. And so they've done, I think, 3 CDs now at this point. But they've been together for maybe a dozen years, something like that, a strong stage presence. They really seem to enjoy their performances. And their influences range from Quebecois to old time to jazz and so on. And fiddle, guitar, lap steel, banjo, mandolin, piano, bass, foot percussion, all this sort of thing. This is from, I think it's their most recent CD called Hébertisme Nocturne. This is called Ode à une Plante Verte. But they reassure us that this, which is an original song by Colin, that it has nothing to do with the green plant, which sometimes affects your mood. But it's just that Colin is very bad at writing titles, but very good at writing tunes. So they reassure you. Not that you need reassurance. Anyway, Thanks for listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This has been a show about gardens and green and plants and farming. We'll be back again next week for another show with kind of a similar theme, but very different songs. Do take care of each other, and see you again next week. Happy trails.